Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Your dateline is Michigan City, Indiana? A school district in Indiana had to close its schools today after someone stole the catalytic converters from its bus fleet. According to a Facebook post from Michigan City Area Schools, why would you call it Michigan City and it's in Indiana? That just confuses everybody.
Why would you call it Kansas City if it's in Missouri?
We're in the wrong city to ask that question.
It's similar here. Michigan and Indiana aren't anywhere near each other.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
According to a Facebook post from Michigan City Area Schools, are they? Transportation.
They share a border, Dana.
Transportation staff discovered early Tuesday morning the buses had been vandalized. The district said it was forced to switch from in-person learning to online learning due to the thefts. 20 buses were vandalized. The district said it's working closely with the Michigan City Police Department as they investigate the incident. We know the sudden change is disruptive,
Michigan City is right on the border between Indiana and Michigan.
Oh, don't act like you didn't know that.
It also happens to sit on the shores of Lake
Michigan.
Now that I know.
No, you didn't.
Did you?
You didn't even know where Indiana was. Why do we have Arkansas City?
Wait. She just said to me off the air, I thought Lake Michigan was in Chicago. How does it get worse?
It doesn't.
Focus!
Exactly.
How does someone steal an entire fleet of Cadillac converters from a school bus fleet?
Was that intentional?
And then wander into a scrap metal parts store and be like, hey, we randomly have an entire truckload of school bus catalytic converters. You give us $5,000?
Chicago is on Lake Michigan.
Thank you. I'm telling you, if you choke off the buyer side of the catalytic converters and you make it illegal to sell them, we would not have this problem.
Okay, why do we have Arkansas City, Kansas, and we don't even share a border with Arkansas? And are you okay over there?
Will you please just focus on the topic at hand,
Nevada,
which is the stolen school
Missouri.
Bus. Don't forget we have Mexico, Missouri.
And we don't. Missouri does not, I don't think, shares a border with Mexico.
I don't think so.
Or Nevada.
What about Versailles?
I don't think Missouri shares a border with France.
Are you?
I don't think.
From the text line, don't you have a map hanging in the studio?
We have two maps. They're identical.
I can't see anymore.
One to Dana's left, one to Dana's right.
I thought that like Michigan was in Chicago.
I can't believe I get paid for this.
The point of my bringing up this story was not to do some highfalutin geographical lesson.
Clearly.
It was to talk about the fact that we should not be allowing the purchase of these things. If you choke off the purchasing side, you don't have the illegal selling side.
Well, that's true, but you're acting as if they're selling these in the open market.
Have you not seen on Facebook Marketplace, there will be people going, I got 55 key fobs here for sale. DM me. You really think someone just has 55 key fobs? They do sell this stuff in open.
Well, I have seen catalytic converters for sale on Facebook Marketplace.
Why would you legitimately have those to sell?
They're not legitimate. That's where I was going. It's a truckload. It's literally a truck bed full of catalytic converters. The issue is that they have already had the precious metals scraped out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And why would that be?
Because the precious metals are where the money is.
Which is why you should go online undercover, figure out who's selling the shell of all of those, which can't be worth much.
$50 a pop on Facebook.
And then arrest all of those people.
Well, I'm not saying it's not a crime, and it's a horrible crime of inconvenience if you happen to have your catalytic converter ripped out of your car.
Shut down a school!
Yeah. But do you want police looking for that? or do you want them looking for rapists and murderers or the people who ride the ATVs and unloading guns into cars with kids?
Yeah.
And did they really need to cancel school because the buses didn't have catalytic converters?
Yes.
Can you still, I don't know a lot about cars. I'm going to freely admit that. I do know a lot more about maps than somebody else, but not about cars.
I'm not very familiar with diesel engines, but I do know that a gas engine will run without a catalytic converter.
It's just very loud, right?
It is incredibly loud, yes.
Well, is it because not at that point also wreak havoc on the system of the car or no?
No.
Then how come when someone gets one stolen like around here, they then can't drive the car and it's $1,600 to repair or whatever?
Because
it is.
They're freaking out because their engine is now effectively straight piped and it is very loud.
Oh, all right.
So that was always my understanding. If somebody steals the catalytic converter out of your car, it becomes very loud.
Years ago, we had that happen here in this parking lot.
I know.
And I was working promotions at the time, and for a solid week, I was driving around in the 106.5 The Wolf van, and you could hear me coming for miles with no catalytic converter. But Dana, to your point, I don't know how you're going to get a scrapyard to stop being shady. That's kind of the whole point of scrapyards. Prove like where the metal came from.
I'd like to think that they're not all shady.
They're not all. No,
I know they have that. I know there is that reputation, but there's got to be some good ones out
there.
Do
you not remember the time that one of our cities, it was like Shawnee or Lenexa or KCK, just randomly had like 500 manhole covers stolen that right on the top of the manhole cover said, property of the city of Gardner, whatever it was. We said at the time, first of all, I didn't know that those things were worth anything. Second of all, where are you going to take that to sell it? And there's your answer. It's the unscrupulous scrapyard people.
Who will melt it down.
Also, Scott, Arkansas City in Kansas sits on the Arkansas River.
So?
I'm done discussing maps with you.
Oh, we're just getting started.
Sorry, I cut you off. What were you saying?
Nothing.
Can I ask truly?
Here's what I was going to ask before I forget, please. What is the precious metals that are in a catalytic converter that make them so valuable?
I will look that up.
It's teeny tiny. It's ground down. I know that. And I want to say it's like platinum or...
Platinum is one of them.
Yeah. It is.
Palladium and rhodium.
Palladium, rhodium. What they need to do...
Watching the wheels in your brain turn sometimes...
is with all of the new cars, and they should have started this 10 years ago, at the assembly place, put the cage on... It's cheap to do it, to put the...
But they don't care about whether or not you're... Actually, I think, if we're being honest, I think they would prefer that your catalytic converter get stolen, because where are you going to go to get a new one?
Yeah, you're right. I know.
Man... Your conspiracy theories are going deep today.
Well, health insurance isn't there to keep you healthy.
Wow! Unpeel that onion, said no one ever.
Apparently there's an Atlanta, Missouri as well.
And a Cairo, Missouri. Okay. And a Cuba, Missouri.
Well, now you're just being silly.
Cadillac converters use precious metals.
Very precious.
Platinum, palladium, and rhodium.
Listen to Dan joining the conversation in.
Were you walking into the studio?
He said that. And how do you know so much about that, Dan?
Because he's Dan Weinbaum. But Dan, you were down the hall when Dana said one of the funniest things she said in a long time. And she's a very funny woman. Very funny.
Yes, she is.
This one we didn't even see coming.
And washed right over
Sam is going back over the tape to see if he can find it. So give me a bit of patience here. You were literally, I literally looked out in the newsroom as she said it, only to see you coming down the hall. And I'm like, oh, I wish he had heard that.
Have something to do with geography?
Yes.
Oh. And
yes, it did. Yeah.
Huh. According to a Facebook post from Michigan City Area Schools, why would you call it Michigan City and it's in Indiana? That just confuses everybody.
Why would you call it Kansas City if it's in Missouri?
We're in the wrong city to ask that question.
It's similar here. Michigan and Indiana aren't anywhere near each other.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
According to a Facebook post from Michigan City Area Schools.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money?
Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.